It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's make fun of Jerry Jones, because he's more fun to make fun of than Richie. And that's saying something. So Jerry Jones is in a mess with his three most prominent and probably best players on his team, all of whom don't have long-term contracts. Micah Parsons, Dak Prescott, and CeeDee Lamb. Now, the other two are there, but CeeDee's the one not there. He's not there. He's doing Hassan Reddick. I'm not there. Whether he'll truly stay not there if he doesn't get the deal before the season, who knows? But this is a good thing from an Eagles standpoint. I mean, it's a very good thing. He's a tremendous offensive player. Let's go back to last week. Because before we play the audio more recently, I want to play the audio last week when Jerry Jones kind of flippantly was... This was not... Let me put it this way. Howie Roseman, as a spokesman for a team, would never, ever, ever, ever present things the way Jerry Jones did last week.
The Dallas Cowboys need to be concerned about Jerry Jones and his decision-making and some
of this recent stuff. This is what he does.
Yeah, but this is lately, yeah, this has been
You think
bizarre.
It's getting worse?
Absolutely.
Well, maybe
this
it
is bizarre stuff.
Okay, maybe
and,
it is.
And it's
very
almost
strange.
It's almost impossible to comprehend what he's trying to convey yesterday.
Yeah.
That's where you got to say, hey, these are... You're wrong. Like, what you're doing, the way you're managing this team, it is wrong.
I mean, he's getting old. He's 81, Jerry Jones.
I can't believe
at a certain
still
point, you lose your fastball,
lead.
Man. You know,
you
it's
got,
true.
You got to take this thing.
I'll
back
say this
from
about. I'll say this about Newt,
the Cowboys.
Being with Newt the other day on the
yeah,
boat.
I'm sure he didn't have his fastball anymore.
It's not. It's not the same vig.
Of course,
vim and vigor. Is that the term?
Yeah,
vim and vigor.
Of course,
yeah,
he's 81.
Not the same. Oh, and I was hoping Newt moved through. The wrist is cool. There are, John, you would have liked this, a town called Kavala, all right? And that's the modern-day name. We went to ruins founded by Alexander the Great's father in, like, wow. I don't know, 300 B.C. or something. I don't know, two, whatever the heck it was. And then St. Paul, like, hundreds of years later, was imprisoned there. And I'm helping Newt's wife through the ruins of, it was a really cool
wow.
spot. All right, let's listen to Jerry Jones. Let's first go back when he's a little flippant a couple days ago about CeeDee Lamb.
Are you saying there's a sense of urgency as you begin the preseason to get CD done?
No.
No? Why do you say that?
I went to high school or I went to college. I don't know why I said it, but I'm just saying I don't know. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done.
It's a long-standing tradition.
Pick any reason you want. I said Nobu 2 days ago. Give that as a reason.
The whole thing's kind of weird.
Sounds funky.
It's weird.
Right?
It's weird. I mean, you could say
it's... You should be concerned. And it's not something that you can just giggle and laugh about with the media guys.
So
like,
CeeDee wasn't
weird,
happy.
Man.
CeeDee goes to Twitter, puts an LOL up there of, you know, because that video makes the rounds. And then Micah Parsons retweets it. And again, this is where, like, when Howie Roseman speaks, and I'm putting this more in the Howie category than the Lurie, because Lurie doesn't speak much. Howie speaks to these kind of things. You know, general manager, because let's remember, Jerry Jones is general manager. He's owner, but he's also GM down there. Howie would never, ever say that.
This is
Dave Dombrowski would never say that. Like, the adults in the room know not to say that.
What has always been troublesome about Jerry Jones for me was that he never really hired the people he needs to hire. He has the wherewithal to do it, and he's never hired the
Fadley.
Right
Ruben.
Football
Ruben.
People. He had him, and he fired him.
His name was Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
He had Jimmy Johnson in his prime, and he fired him.
Because it was an ego thing.
100%.
100%.
That's right.
You gotta push it away when you have the right people.
And when he got Parcells, they had some success, but Parcells was on the older side and it didn't go too far for the 4 years. All right.
Awful.
So let's listen more recently. Now this is, I think, maybe Sunday. Jerry Jones, you know, he knew he stepped in kind of a mess here the way he created the whole thing. So here he is over the weekend.
I think I got in trouble with the other day when I said, look, we're not urgent about CD. Well, no one appreciates CD being on the field any more than I do.
All right, so now he's trying to make some amends, and then he continues on.
The bottom line is, what it is, no, there's not that urgency Now, I understand completely the angst that's happening when you're anxious about and someone says anything about whether you're missed or not. Well, CD, you're missed, okay? But you're not missed out here competing, and it doesn't put any pressure anyplace on us.
All right, so let me just say this. John, the Eagles have a lot going for them right now. Okay, they have a talented roster. There's a lot of good in their ledger. The Cowboys' last 7 or 8 months is one of the best things the Eagles have going for them right now. I mean, we already know the Giants in Washington
sure.
should not really be competing for this division. It really should be a two-team race, as long as like starting quarterbacks don't get hurt.
Jaden Daniels is going to be good.
Well, he's going to be a rookie. He ain't going to win the division.
No, you're right.
So if the Dallas Cowboys, I mean, I don't ever remember a team with their three best players all unhappy with their contracts.
No,
I really don't.
I've never seen anything like this, and it comes from just complete inactivity on the part of the front office. Like, it really, it should be alarming to someone in that organization. Like, guys, things are not operating the way they should. It's supposed to be like clockwork. When Justin Jefferson, who is the best wide receiver in the game, gets his contract yeah. that sets the market at $35 million a year, that's exactly when CeeDee Lamb needs to have his deal done. Like, that, there is a certain time, there's a certain like way of doing things that's the right way, and that's when it just should have happened.
And Ruben, as a GM, you know
should've,
this, right?
Should have happened beforehand. I mean, that's sometimes right. you got to head it off at
if you're smart, like Howie is.
And that's what we try to do with Howard, and he end up getting hurt yep. and all that. The other guy signed 10-year deals. We only signed him to 7. And so, but the reality of it is you have to be on top of it. And if you really want the guy there, then you have to be on top of it. Make it done. Get it done.
Yeah.
No, it's the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. While it feels like a great training camp for the Eagles, it feels like a very strange time in Dallas. And that's good for the birds.
Yes. So
it's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah. They need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center. Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.